Hello, lovelies. Before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to let those know that have fatigue, painful periods, brain fog, autoimmunity, really any GI or hormonal issues, that my signature 12-week program, Thrival Mode, is currently open for new enrollments. The enrollment period is now through October 2nd. And if you are an early bird and you're listening to this before Friday, September 15th, you are eligible for 50% off the entire price of the program, even if you do a payment plan. So if you would like to get plugged in and learn a little bit more about this program and see if it's a right fit for you, head on over to my website. You can also go into the show notes and there will be a link to the detail page. And you can book a free call with me to see if this is the right next step for you in your healing journey. Now, on to the episode. Back in July, I attended Miami Swim Week and I actually walked for several designers over the course of a couple days. So I wanted to talk about how that event and my experience modeling in Miami Swim Week impacted my view of my body dysmorphia, and all of that, because I've struggled with body dysmorphia for quite a while, and I had some pretty interesting revelations after being put in this type of environment for the very first time. So if you don't know me, my name is Marissa. I am a certified personal trainer, registered dietitian. I used to post a lot of fitness and gym-related content on a very popular app called TikTok back in 2020, 2021, and then in more recent years, in this recent time, like 2022, 2023, I really started to expand what my initial view of fitness was, and I've learned a lot about myself and what I really crave, and my outlook on health and fitness has become very holistic. So I've pivoted over time into focusing more on intuitive training, cycle syncing, my gut and my hormones and how that plays into my health and fitness as well. So I have evolved my content very steadily over time. If you go back and watch some of the stuff I posted back in 2020 or 2022, you'll see a probably very stark difference. So Miami Swim Week happened in July of 2023. It is now September. Why did I wait this long to talk about it? Procrastination, I guess. I had other priorities and now I'm like, wow, I really think this is an important time to discuss it, because since then I've made even further strides in healing my relationship with my body and understanding body dysmorphia and when it really gets to me. So that's really what we're gonna talk about today. But first, let's go into Miami Swim Week, what that was like, how I even got involved in it, if anyone's ever interested in doing something like I did, because I have gotten quite a few questions about it since I've posted on Instagram and TikTok. Essentially, I met a wonderful woman named Tiffany who told me that she was going to be designing for some of the swimwear brands that were there, because she makes jewelry, she makes these really beautiful crowns. I'll show some pictures. I absolutely love her stuff. So I met up with her for coffee one day. This was 2 weeks before the event. She told me she was going, and I just said, hey, I model. I would love to come with you if the opportunity is there. I can split your hotel room with you, maybe make it more affordable for you. So I would just love to have that opportunity if it's there. And she was like, absolutely, let's totally do it. She had another friend of hers, Rebecca, who's also a designer, going. So I went with them and I got kind of clued into the castings the evening that I got there. And I just want to preface that I did not make money doing this. It was solely for the experience and the ability to make connections with people, meet awesome people while I was there, which I definitely did. It was absolutely so much fun overall. But I was genuinely nervous because, if you don't know, I am a hair model, thus why I've had crazy vivid hair since the start of 2020. And hair modeling world is very different from fashion world. And I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I tried to approach Miami Swim Week with absolutely no expectations, and I'm glad I did because it was completely different than any of the modeling gigs I had had in the past. Aside from the fact that you're wearing little to no clothing the entire time. So let's rewind to the beginning of the year. I ended up buying my first home and getting this guy right beside me, my Great Dane puppy Blade. And because of those heavy life transitions, I stopped going to the gym. I canceled my gym membership, made the move, and I had the goal of turning my garage into a home gym. So I was thinking, you know what? I'll probably take a month off of the gym. Well, a month off turned into 4 months off because the renovations took, of course, way longer than I anticipated because I've never had anyone renovate anything for me in my life. I've never renovated anything in my life, so I had no idea on the timeline. So me and my boyfriend were still filming, or not filming, building out the garage. At the same time, all of this other stuff was going on, trying to train the puppy, crate training him. I just couldn't make it to the gym. And by month one, it was officially out of my routine. It was much more difficult to make it to the gym than it was just staying home. I just completely forgot that it was even part of my routine, which is crazy because I was working out consistently for 4 years without a break. The longest break I had in those 4 years was 3 weeks during a really heavy training season with dance. This was so foreign to me. I didn't know what to do about it. I did notice that during those 4 months, my mood stability was a little off. I would get really irritated really easily because I know I wasn't exercising and I wasn't getting the happy neurotransmitters that one gets when they exercise. So, taking that out of my routine was huge. And that was definitely a negative. But there was an interesting positive that came along with not weightlifting specifically. I was still dancing, which was great, but that was only really happening once a week. It wasn't as regular. So, what I noticed was in the move, getting my puppy and not weightlifting, I wasn't looking at myself in the mirror as much. I wasn't analyzing my body in the mirror, which is something that I had literally done since probably the age of 6 or 7 when I first started dancing. Because when you're in a dance studio, you have giant mirrors everywhere. And I would constantly, especially when I got into my high school years, I would look at myself in the mirror almost the entire time I was in class because I would constantly be analyzing my body, analyzing my movement, analyzing my body language. I think it came from this feeling of wanting to be accepted and feel belonged. So I wanted to appear like perfect in a sense. So I would try and like suck in my stomach or pose a certain way when I wasn't dancing and just like hanging off to the side. And like I would really hyperanalyze my body and my movements. And that translated into overanalyzing my body when I was weightlifting, because when you're in a gym, again, there's mirrors everywhere. So I noticed that when I didn't lift weights, I wasn't looking at myself in the mirror as much. And the body dysmorphia, when I would look in the mirror, it was gone. Because with me, my body dysmorphia manifested in a way that I constantly felt like I looked stick thin. Not necessarily on the extreme end, but kind of what I looked like when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I had very low body fat, very low muscle mass, and felt almost quote unquote too skinny for what I wanted to look like, especially seeing women on social media working out, like developing these curves. That's now a trend. It is more trendy to have curves, and I felt like I wasn't feminine. I didn't feel like a woman. Even when I was 19, I was very, very skinny. It wasn't until I started weightlifting that I started to put on, more just feminine curves. And I would still say, even to this day, I'm not like huge hourglass figure, whatever. I don't need to look that way to feel happy. But it was a goal that I had in mind back then. And I would constantly look at myself in the mirror as I'm like in between sets when I was weightlifting, trying to see like how I could pose to look a certain way, and just overall just looking at my body way too much. I was just looking at myself way too much. And it got to the point where whenever I did look in the mirror, most of the time I wasn't happy with what I saw. I would feel like I didn't make any progress. It was only when I was really heavily bulking that I felt like I was actually making progress, which wasn't true. It was just that I was putting on more body fat, and I had literally never seen myself with more than like 12 to 15% body fat. And that made me feel like, okay, I'm doing something right. But back then, when I was bulking, I was turning off my body's own hunger responses. I would overconsume to get to a point where I could put weight on. And that became not the best feeling for me. I really love intuitive eating. I don't like paying attention to calories, macros, anything like that. I just eat when I'm hungry and I eat what my body feels like eating. And so when I was bulking, it was a completely different realm. It was like 0 to 100 for me. And that was the only time where I really felt, okay, I have curves now. This is cool. And then I'd look in the mirror and feel more satisfied. So every other time I would look at myself and be like, wow, I'm really skinny. And I didn't like that for myself. So once I stopped weightlifting for those 4 months, I stopped looking in the mirror as much. And that totally, like, I just stopped having body dysmorphia. It was wild, or it just was like more suppressed in the back of my mind. It was one of those two things. So even when I would like catch myself like in the mirror at a glance unintentionally, I'd just be like, whatever. Like, there's no feeling associated with seeing myself in the mirror. Like, it's overall positive. I'm just like, okay, cool. There, it may be more neutral, leaning towards positive, not overly positive, like glorifying the way I look or anything like that. It was just, okay, I'm content. It was contentment. That's a good word to describe it. So after, like, once I got to Miami Swim Week, I was really worried that I was going to get back into the comparison game in my head that I always had growing up, especially in high school, where I would look at other women and wish that I looked like them. Same, it started in high school, and then it got really bad when I started doing social media, because I'm a fitness influencer, quote unquote, and I would see all these other women online that were more muscular than me, had bigger curves, and I just resorted right back to the comparison game of like, why can't I get like that? Not knowing that, well, I did kind of know that my body doesn't like to put on mass. I feel better, my body feels better when I'm just lean and chilling. That's fine for me. But I was constantly striving to like have these really bulky muscles and really fill out when that's not how my body was made. It's not what it's intended to do. And trying to force myself to do that is only gonna harm me more than it is going to help me. Hence, with like the overcompensating with a really heavy bulk and really not feeling good while I was doing it. I mean, constantly feeling overstuffed, it's not a good feeling. So when I got to Miami and I start just looking around, observing everybody, I noticed that I came at it of a lens of, oh my gosh, everyone is so beautiful. And the cool thing about Miami Swim Week is there's all shapes and sizes, right? So it's very inclusive, which I was surprised about. I really didn't know that until I got there. I'm like, because I was expecting like just, you know, your typical, when you watch America's Next Top Model, those are the type of people that are going to be there. And I fit into that. So I was thinking I might feel a certain type of way, like I'm competing with these people, I have to compare myself. But because I hadn't been overly analyzing my body for the months leading up to this event, I got there and there was none of that in my brain. it was wild. This is a huge transition from the past like 8 to 10 years of my life. So I just looked around in admiration at everybody. Everybody looked amazing. And I was just thankful to get to be a part of this production. It wasn't like, oh man, she has a bigger butt than me. She has bigger arms. What am I doing wrong? There was none of that anymore. And I knew that didn't just happen overnight. It had to have come from somewhere. So then I started thinking about, like, what have I been doing differently? I haven't been lifting weights, but I don't think lifting weights is necessarily the problem. I think it was the overanalyzing myself in the mirror every time I would lift weights. That was the problem. And once I stopped doing that, all of the negative thoughts and feelings I had towards myself, or the comparison or the jealousy that I had towards other people, went away. And the craziest part was I was on my period. I got my period like the very first day of the show. And I mean, TMI, I don't think it's TMI because most of the people that are watching this are probably women and deal with this anyway, but I don't wear tampons. And so I was just trying to wear pads, and like I would wear my underwear and then I would wear my bikini bottom over my underwear. Of course, safety first. And, you know, a lot of people usually feel really bloated, have high water retention, just really don't feel their best on their period. And because I've been working on my hormone health for over a year at that point, it was one of the easiest periods I had had in so long. And I was not bloated. I didn't have unnecessary water retention. I just felt normal. And I felt good in my body, which was so weird because usually in years past, if I'm on my period, I feel like crap. I'm fatigued. I have a headache. I'm super bloated. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to see anybody. My skin is breaking out. My mood is all over the place. But I was so sound and stable when I was there. I was like, this in and of itself makes me feel so good because it means that the things that I've been doing to work on my hormone health have been working. This is a huge transformation from a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, my entire life since I started bleeding at 13. So there was that piece as well that made me feel really good and confident. I'm like, yeah, I'm on my period and I'm walking in Miami Swim Week while I'm on my period and I look good and I feel good. And that in and of itself was a huge transformational moment for me. So I left Miami Swim Week feeling so happy, so confident. I'm still getting some pictures back from the show, and it's not like I'm in the best shape of my life. I was far from it at that point. I just felt like normal and content and happy with where I was in my body when I was there. And so it wasn't like I spent months prepping for this show to look as good as possible so I can be the hottest in the room or whatever the hell I would try and convince myself. I knew 2 weeks prior to the show that it was happening. So I had no time to like diet or, you know, not that I would have done that anyway, but I know that a lot of women feel pressured to do those types of things when they have modeling gigs or weddings. You know, any big event like that, a gala, prom, you know, women feel the need to diet and overexercise and train and look their best, quote unquote, for those events. For what? I mean, at the end of the day, you want to be present at any big event. You want to feel happy that you're there, admire the people around you, and feel connected to the people around you and the space. Not be overanalyzing how you look in that dress, how you look in a swimsuit walking down a runway with hundreds of people staring at you. You just want to have fun. And I think everything happens for a reason. Miami Swim Week came at the best possible time it could have.
Because if I had done Miami Swim Week any other year, I don't think I would have walked out of it feeling happy. I think I needed it now, and I needed it as, you know, a learning point in my journey to really appreciating my body. So I was so thankful that I had the opportunity this year and not in years prior. Now, 2 years ago, if I even knew that I could possibly be in Miami Swim Week and I didn't get it, I probably would have been really disappointed. But good things come to those who wait. And I'm glad that I waited. I'm glad the timing was really perfect for me to enjoy something like this, because I didn't want to spend 3 days in Miami overanalyzing every part of my body and being hyperfixated on how I look, because then you're coming out of it and being like, well, shoot, I don't really remember much about it. I just remember how I looked. That's it. That is no way to live life. There's no way to be present and enjoy the moment and have great memories and experiences. So my advice to you, whoever is watching this, is whenever you have a really big event coming up, no matter what it is, really try not to get in your head about what or how you're going to look. Focus on, you know, wearing something that is going to make you feel good about yourself, regardless of how much weight you have on your body, how much muscle you have on your body. Like, don't worry about it. Stop worrying about it. Stop focusing on it. Stop overanalyzing yourself in the mirror every day. You are perfect. And the point that you're at right now, you're always going to be changing. Your body is always going to be changing no matter what. And you can be content and happy at every single stage of where your body is at. I didn't know that after 4 months of not lifting weights, I would feel better than I ever did when I was lifting weights. It's the irony in that. It's crazy. I mean, aside from the mood instability, that part I did not enjoy. But once I got back into lifting weights, I approached it entirely differently. I began just going when I felt like going and filling up my time, moving my body in other ways that felt good for me. So here's some of the things that I have been doing differently with my exercise routine now that I've come back from Miami Swim Week having this revelation. I lift weights maybe 2 to 3 times a week now, as opposed to 5 to 6. It is not the primary source of my exercise as it was for 4 years prior to that. I am dancing a lot. That's probably my primary form of exercise, which I love because it's creative. It's a form of self-expression, and it gets me out of my head and into the present moment more than anything else. Because with weightlifting, it's really easy to still be in your head, because yes, you're pumping out reps, but then you're waiting in between sets for 1 to 2 minutes at a time where you can just ponder whatever else is going on up there and not really be in the present moment. I feel like with dance, it's very much a mind-body experience. And so it helps so much more with how I feel mentally before, during, and after. And then I'm doing that. I also started taking up kickboxing so I could start feeling stronger and just build more confidence in, you know, my ability to defend myself. And like, it's helped so much with just my confidence overall. That was the main theme. The cool thing is, when I am kickboxing, there are no mirrors around. So I can't overanalyze my movements, overanalyze my body in between. I'm just in the moment, and it feels really good. Like, having that high intensity piece. I never really did high intensity training besides dance prior to that. And I freaking love it. I love that I can go to the gym, I can lift weights, but then I can also go and do kickboxing, and then I can also go and dance. And on top of that, I also have been taking some pole dancing lessons as well, which is something that has been on my bucket list for quite a while. And it has helped also with my confidence and my like upper body strength abilities. And when I'm also not overanalyzing myself in the mirror then, it's just, you're so clued into being present. It's another like great mind-body exercise. So I have been totally expanding my horizons with my exercise, focusing so much less on hypertrophy training in the gym and constantly seeing more muscle development. I'm at a point where, you know, I'm 23. I'm probably as developed as I'm going to be. I am happy and I'm content with where my body is at. I'm not trying to exercise to lose weight, to build a bunch of muscle. I'm just doing it because it makes me happy. It really helps with my mental health. It makes me feel strong. It makes me feel confident in all of my skills. It helps with regular activities of daily living. It's not about the physique anymore. And as much as I would like to tell myself in past years that lifting weights wasn't about the physique, the majority of why I was doing it was about my physique. And do I regret lifting weights for as long as I did and as consistently as I did? Absolutely freaking not. Again, everything happens for a reason, and I'm so glad that I took the time to be consistent with that because it built me more of my femininity. It does make me feel more feminine to have more feminine curves, and I have that, and they're not going away just because I stopped lifting weights. I'm just really confident where I'm at right now, and if I were to stay like this long term, I'm fine with it. I don't feel the need to put on 10 pounds of muscle. I'm not going into this fall and winter season thinking about my next bulk. I'm just in the present moment, enjoying moving my body in different ways now, thinking about like having four different ways I love to exercise now that I incorporate into my weekly routine is so cool, is so fulfilling, and so exciting. So if you're someone who has been on the weightlifting grind for a very long time and that's really all you do and you're not really feeling as fulfilled in it, or maybe you do feel like body dysmorphia is taking over your brain, I highly encourage you to take a step back from that and try out other things, especially if you have a gym membership. Chances are they do group fitness classes. You could try something like that. You could go do things out in nature, like kayaking, paddleboarding if you're near the water, hiking if you're in the mountains, which I don't really get to do because I live in Florida. But anything outdoors, getting you outside, getting some vitamin D exposure is great for your mental health. And that could be a good way to kind of push past the body dysmorphia. And cluing yourself into exercise that doesn't require you to look in the mirror constantly, that can help so much with overcoming body dysmorphia. So I hope you enjoyed this video / podcast episode. If you're new or if you haven't been here in a while, I just want to let you know that I am hosting my free masterclass, How to Heal Your Gut and Hormone Imbalances, next week. And instead of making it a 3-part series like I did back in July, I'm condensing all the material into 3 separate days. So you have 3 day and time options to choose from, and you only have to attend one and you'll get all of the information, which is great. So you don't have to worry. And if you're watching this or listening to this after the fact and the time frame that I'm doing this has already passed, you can go onto my website and I have my original 3-day live masterclass filmed and on YouTube unlisted for you to watch. Or you can wait until I do my live masterclass again in a few months. I do it about every 3 months. So if you want to wait that long, you can. But if you're really eager to get the information now and the time has passed, I highly recommend you go to my website and put in your email, get that 3-day free masterclass training. So much great, valuable, free information, like 100 slides worth of information. I really took a lot of time over the summer to prepare this and deliver what I feel like people really need to know. If you have any digestive issues, any hormonal imbalances, or symptoms that you don't know are hormonal imbalances, like fatigues, headaches, regular periods, any autoimmunity, anyone who has an autoimmune disorder, this would also be a great free resource for you as well. So with all of that being said, definitely check that out. I will leave a link in my description for the registration page, and if it's past the date, you're just going to see the homepage of my website for now. But We'll get you clued in next time. If you want to stay up to date on the next time I'm doing anything free, live, all of that good stuff, I definitely recommend you follow me on Instagram, because TikTok just sucks when it comes to trying to get information out there of like current things, because I could post a video and then 4 weeks later people see it. So go to my Instagram, stay up to date on my stories. If you have to put on the notification icon, I would highly recommend you do that. And do it even if you don't want to, because I post my puppy on my stories all the freaking time. So if you love dogs, you should definitely tune in regardless. But with all that said, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, your week, your night, weekend, whenever you are watching this, and I will see you later.